Welcome here to the High School Girls Basketball Preview Show. Let's talk things with head coach Katie Cook of the Carroll Tigers. Tigers coming off an outstanding year a year ago, going 12-10 overall, 8-8 in a very strong Raccoon River Conference, and a lot of young players on that team. And coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and hopefully you've had a good off season and a good start to the practice part of this season.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet, coach. You just mentioned 12-10 a year ago, 8-8 in the conference. There was some youth on this team. You're bringing back quite a bit. Do you feel like there's pressure or expectations coming into this year, or do you feel like this group's kind of still relaxed and just going out and working?
I think we just go to work every day. We're not worried about what anyone thinks or what's supposed to happen. We just kind of take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time.
What did you guys focus on in the off season with summer workouts and then here the first week or so of practice?
We focused a lot this summer and this fall on our touch, just trying to become better shooters inside, outside. And then so far this season, we're just kind of trying to build a strong foundation, do what we do on offense and do it well, the simple things. Do what we do on defense and do it well. And once we feel like that's strong, we'll grow from there. Practice has been going well. Like you said, we have a lot of girls coming back. We have 12 returning varsity players. Four of them started last year. We've got a great group. They compete. We've got a great group of seniors. Caitlin Aiden, Sophia Tigrin, Olivia Rowetter, and Carly Mankin. They're a joy to be around. They know the drill. They help with the younger ones. And you know what? All of these girls they're not afraid to work hard. They push each other in practice. They kind of embrace that learning process and the discipline that's required early on in the season. So far we're off to a good start, and I've been pretty proud.
Sounds like this group is a pretty tight knit group then.
Absolutely. This is my fifth season, and I've kind of seen it all kinds of ways, but they get along really well. We don't have a lot of drama you sometimes hear about. It's a great group of girls, and they understand that they need to push each other, and at the end, they high-five, and we're the better team for it at the end of the day.
Coach, you mentioned that you guys worked on, you know, shooting a little bit here this off season, especially in the summer. I know you guys have really been a team that's focused on defense, and I think last year and maybe the year before even kind of was an inside-out type of a game. I'm sure we'll still see that. But do you think this will be a better shooting team where you'll see a little bit more from the guards this season?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been really pleased with what I've seen so far with our outside shooting. Jersey Spore and Analia Ayala, they're going to have bigger roles this year in the backcourt. Allie Cook plays inside, outside. Her shot's been looking pretty nice. So we're hopefully we'll be a little more balanced this year with our inside-outside game.
Let's talk defense here real quick before we focus in on the offensive side. I know I started with offense, but you love the defensive side of the ball. Will there be changes to what you guys do defensively or what you've done the last few years? Is that what this group is really good at?
I think we're capable of adding things. At our core, I like us to be a strong half-court man defensive team. But with, you know, players like Caitlin Aiden, she's long, she's quick. She's kind of a defensive playmaker. We can do some different things. You might see some different things this year from us. I'd like to bring a little more pressure than we've brought in the past. It's always nice to have a zone option. So we'll have a lot of defenses, but again, when push comes to shove, we're playing man.
Coach, you mentioned Caitlin. She can be a nightmare for an opposing point guard because she can pressure you all the way up the floor. Is that something that she just really is passionate about, is working hard on the defensive end?
She's in all the way around. She just has a motor. She's always playing hard. She loves to play. I think she gets excited about the idea of, you know, getting a steal and going on a fast break. You know, she's an AAU kid, and those kids, they just live to play. So she Yeah, I think that motor is just, she's been doing that since she was young. And it's just kind of ingrained in her.
As far as the defensive pressure, who else do you feel like can come up there maybe and help her and help make that full court if you want to do some of that a little stronger this season?
What's nice about us is we're pretty long. I mean, we don't have anybody, 6'2", 6'4", but we have a lot of girls that are like between 5'9" and 5'11", and pretty athletic. So I think maybe in the past I haven't given us enough credit for how quick we can be, even though we have some size. So I don't know that it's any, one or two people. I think that they're all capable. I mean, if you watched any volleyball this fall, Olivia Rowetter is a good athlete. She can get out there and move at 5'10". And the Cook girls are kind of the same way, and Sophia Tigran. So, yeah, I don't know that we're going to put on a lot of full court pressure, but maybe some more run and jump things in the half court or some half court trapping zones. We'll see. We've got to figure out first things first.
Coach, offensively, still going to try to get it inside. You just mentioned a lot of girls that can really score inside, so I still imagine that's where things are going to start for you.
Yeah, we have we have a strong presence in the post with Chloe Cook, Olivia Rowetter, Carly Minkin, Allie Cook. So I'd like to get it inside first. It'd make us tougher to guard. I don't want to be a team. A lot of teams can do it and do it well. I don't like a lot of transition threes though. I'd rather come down and settle in and make the other team guard for a while before we start jacking up threes. But if they make it, Jeff, there's not much you can say,
Yeah, 100%. Coach, as far as being able to beat somebody off the dribble to create, I'm sure you want to drive and then kick for that three in the half court. Caitlin's one. You mentioned Jersey Spohr. She another one of those girls that has that ability.
Yeah, Jersey Spohr has put in a lot of work over the summer on her shot. Her 3-point shot's looking really good. Sophia Tigran can hit the three. Analia Ayala shoots a good three ball. And like I said, Allie Cook's been shooting too. Once in a while, our inside girls can haul off and hit a three too. It's something they all work on. So it'll be interesting to see, how that pans out and figure out who we are this year. Percentage wise, I'd like a higher percentage shot, but if they can hit the three, those can be such game changers. They add up in a hurry.
What do you think the strength of this team will be early in the year?
I think we're a strong offensive transition team. We've got some girls that can run the floor really well and some rim runners, and with Caitlin pushing the ball. And her ability to throw that long pass. I think that's a strength for us for sure. And again, I think it this early on, it's hard to tell. Unfortunately, we're one of the teams that are suffering from low numbers. So in practice, a lot of the times we're splitting things, kind of splitting things down the middle, and so we can have two competitive teams to go against each other. So I think Thursday when we go to Humboldt and scrimmage, we'll learn a lot about ourselves that we maybe haven't uncovered thus far just in practice.
Is that the biggest concern, is the numbers and how it affects you guys in practice, or is there other concerns coming into the year?
I think our numbers is a slight concern. Our JV numbers are going to struggle early on. Just because we have a couple injured, so it does affect how you are able to practice. So that's one thing. And then we're just checking boxes again. I think early on, we're going to have to wait until we scrimmage somebody else to see where we're at.
Coach, how do you like your non-conference schedule? Do you feel like it sets in your conference schedule pretty well to allow you to focus conference but get the kind of work you want in the non-conference? And what games in that non-conference schedule kind of stands out for you?
Well, obviously, you know, the game with Kemper early on is a fun one. It's fun for everybody in town. It's fun for the girls. I don't know if it's fun for the coaches. Yeah, so that's always a good early test, and it really doesn't matter like how each, you know, who's supposed to be better or whatever. Everybody's bringing their A game and ready to roll the ball out and just get after it. So that's always a fun one. So that one definitely stands out early on. We go to Storm Lake. I think maybe our fifth game or so. We go to Storm Lake on a Saturday, and that's a talented team. Their coach over there has done a really good job. We'll see a lot of different things with them, mostly an athletic press and a lot of ball pressure, which is good for us. And then we're actually trying to add another game later on in the season. We were going to play Harlan, and that fell through. So we're looking to add a game in January still.
Any ideas on who you might get, or do you not want to say right now?
I don't, I, we, we're not sure. There have been a few that we've bounced around, but nothing really has come through yet, so.
Coach, a year ago, North Polk was really good, ended up going undefeated through a very tough conference. And then you had Carlisle, Gilbert, and Ballard, and then you guys. As far as the conference this year, what do you think it looks like? Because this conference is usually pretty loaded.
Right. It'll be competitive again. North Polk has everyone back. I think they're going to be probably the toughest team in our conference for sure. Gilbert brings everybody back, and they're well coached. They've got some good athletes. So I think Gilbert and North Polk will be our toughest nights. But I don't, I don't see any reason why we're not right up there with them. With who we have back and so, but some of the talent we have on our team.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I appreciate you joining us here today. Looking forward to getting everything started with you and the girls here soon. Excited about this season and this ball club. So appreciate you joining us here today and best of luck.
Thank you, Jeff. Go Tigers.
You bet. Head coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll Tigers, back with more of our girls basketball preview show coming up here on KCIM.